Imagine earning continuing education credits while doing exactly what you're doing right now. Well, you can. Gable Media has revolutionized the way you earn your continuing education credits with a groundbreaking approach. Forget running around town and scouring the internet for credit-worthy courses. Fulfill your CE requirements effortlessly by listening to engaging podcasts just like the one you're listening to now. Our podcasts are designed to educate, entertain, and inspire, all in a user-friendly environment. But wait, there's more. Architects, Gable Media is also approved as an AIA Continuing Education Services provider. Upon completion, we handle everything, from reporting your hours directly to the AIA, to storing your certificates in your personal Gable Media profile for your self-reporting needs. So follow the link in the show notes and start earning your credits in the most innovative and entertaining way possible with Gable Media.
All right, Entree Architect community, it's time for context and clarity. The reason that I come to you every day is so that we can find clarity around the things that matter most to you, the architect. And it doesn't matter if you're the employee of a firm, maybe you dream of starting your own firm. Maybe you even said 2021 is my year and you're on the runway to starting your own firm. Maybe you've had a firm for a year or 10 years or 20 years and you're starting to rethink, reimagine what your firm could or should be. All of the topics that we cover, one topic every day, fall under the broad umbrella of the business of architecture, and they are the need-to-know topics for the success of architects just like you. It's September 7th, 2021, and this is episode number 147 of the Context and Clarity podcast. If you're new to the podcast, you need to know that my goal, the reason that I record these episodes every day, is to inspire you to start the thought process and to spark conversation, maybe even to stir the pot sometimes. I want you to think about and to explore these topics even further, and I want to do something to help you build a better, stronger practice. Well, it's Tuesday, but it's sort of like Monday because we took a context and clarity break yesterday in honor of the Labor Day holiday in the United States. So today is kind of like Monday, right? Hopefully you were able to take a little time to relax and re-energize over this long weekend because now it's time to make up some ground and get back at it to start this short week as strong as we can. And if you've just stumbled into the podcast and you're wondering what's going on, first of all, welcome. You may not know this, but Context and Clarity is certainly this podcast, but it's also a coffee talk on the Clubhouse app every weekday morning. It's a daily live stream to the Entree Architect Community Facebook group, and it's a weekly simulcast to points all over the internet. In that simulcast on Thursdays, we talk with a guest. So when you hear me mention our special guest, that's what I'm talking about. We often play our daily topics for everything that is context and clarity off of what we'll discuss with our special guest that week. This week, we've assembled topics around a theme that usually bothers many architects. There are an awful lot of introverts in our community, and at the same time, a huge number of architects, introverts or not, that say a large number of their projects come to them because of relationships. This week on Context and Clarity Live, we'll talk to Julie Brown, author, podcaster, speaker, business development strategist, and networking coach. We're going to talk about the relationships that are important to the future of your business. But before we get into that, let me ask you this. Did you have a chance to listen to last week's episodes? From our Clubhouse coffee talks to the live streams, we focused on architects as developers. James Petty was our special guest last week on Context and Clarity Live. James is the author of Architect and Developer, a guide to self-initiating projects, and he dropped some real knowledge bombs during our conversation. I've never seen so many people in the comments say, I'm going to listen to this three or four times to make sure I got everything. It was an amazing conversation, and if you have any interest or curiosity about being both an architect and a developer, you really do need to listen to that conversation. And In case you missed any of last week's episodes, let's do a quick recap. On Monday, in episode 141, we started the week of focusing on architect as developer by asking, if you were an architect and a developer, what would you develop? Tuesday, in episode 142, we tried to ease into the role of developer because it can seem like a big leap. So our question was, what are baby steps we can take to becoming both architect and developer? On Wednesday's episode 143, we laid out all the objections and tried to overcome some of them. The question for the day was, what's stopping you from becoming a developer? Then on Thursday, on our simulcast version, Context and Clarity Live, Catherine and I talked to James Petty. We talked about the differences between how architects and developers think and work. We talked about steps to becoming a developer and the risks and the rewards. Finally, Friday's episode 145 was time for our bi-weekly Mystery Member Spotlight, and we featured Jacob Flitton. He's an architect in East Aurora, New York, and maybe a future treehouse developer. We had a lot of fun getting to know another one of our Context and Clarity community members. If you missed any, or you just want to dig deeper into some of these topics, here's what you need to do. First, go back and listen to the episode that you missed. Second, go to the Entree Architect Community Facebook group and watch the recording of the live Context and Clarity conversation. I know that there are some in our audience who aren't on Facebook, and I understand that. But if that's you, I encourage you to make the Entree Architect Community Facebook group the one place that you do go on Facebook. It's an extremely active global community just for architects. Every day, I'm amazed at some of the conversations that are going on in the group. And they all start with a question or a story about what happened on the job site today or something that someone in the community is struggling with. Then, because this truly is a community, everyone else in the group weighs in with their experiences and their advice. It's a wonderful thing. And if this sounds intriguing, but you're still on the fence, I have an easy link that you might be interested in. I use it to take me straight to the group so that I don't have to see any other part of Facebook. If you're interested, the link is entrearchitect.com/group. That's it. It's super simple and it takes you right there. So think about using that link and then think about joining the group and adding to these live conversations that we have every day. Now today at 4 p.m. Eastern, we're back to our daily Context and Clarity conversation format with a new theme for this week. As I mentioned earlier, the special guest Catherine and I will talk to on Thursday this week is Julie Brown. Julie is a business development strategist and a networking coach. She's also an author and a podcast host, and she speaks to audiences around the AEC industry about building relationships that help your business. I was going to title each topic this week as something to do with networking, but I was worried that that might turn off too many people. There are an awful lot of introverts in our community. Maybe you're one of them. And many introverts recoil at the mention of networking. So, we're going to talk about building relationships. And today, we'll kick off the theme, as usual, with a question. So today's question is, who refers clients to you? Every architect I've ever talked to has attributed a large percentage of their work to repeat clients and/or referrals. So I think this is a really critical question. Not only do we need to know where our clients are coming from, who's referring them to you if that's what's happening, but how you can make it easier for people to refer people to you. And I also think that we need to help people understand who we'd like them to send our way. Have you ever been frustrated because someone refers people to you, but none of those people are a good fit for you and what you do? I think part of today's conversation needs to be about how we can fix that. I think it's your responsibility to help all of your referral partners know who your ideal client is and what your ideal project type is so that they can send the right people your way. They want to help. That's why they're sending people your way. So help them help you. They'll be glad you did. And so will you. So back to today's question. Who refers clients to you? I'm looking forward to seeing what everyone shares today. Who knows? Maybe you'll hear who sends another architect their clients and get ideas for some new people that you need to meet. Join me this morning at 9 a.m. on the Clubhouse app or this afternoon in the Entree Architect Community Facebook group for a context and clarity conversation, and let's see who sends everyone their clients. If you want more of the Context and Clarity podcast delivered to you every weekday, subscribe wherever you consume podcasts. And if you love content like this, check out Gable Media. It's the multimedia network for people that care about the built environment, and it's the home of Context and Clarity. With Gable's growing family of podcasts and video channels, I know you'll find something there that interests you. You can learn more at gablemedia.com. That's gablemedia.com. And if the topic of today's episode is of particular interest to you and you'd like to dig deeper into it, then join me over on Facebook today at 4 p.m. Eastern inside the Entree Architect Community Facebook group. If you're interested, the link is entrearchitect.com/group. That's where every weekday at 4 p.m., I host Context and Clarity Conversations. And we take these topics, the topics that you hear about in this daily podcast episode, and we dig deeper. We have a conversation in real time to try to find more clarity around the things that matter most to you. So thanks for listening. I hope our time together has inspired you to think about your community and your practice and how you can support those around you. I'll be back here again tomorrow, and in the meantime, I hope you'll join me and the Entree Architect community on Facebook today at 4 p.m. Eastern so we can help each other find more clarity around the topics that matter most, no matter what your context is.
From historic homes to modern architecture, brick is one of the most popular building materials around the world.
How to allow the house to bridge the gap between the history of the site, the approachability of this kind of architecture in this kind of neighborhood, and this sort of nostalgia of materiality for the client's past, right? And brick really started to provide an answer for that.
Hi, I'm Doug Pat, and this is Design Vault. There aren't many materials that easily blend with any style and context, but brick does just that. I've seen some extraordinary work with brick, so when Glengarry approached me about hosting this podcast, I couldn't say no.
Typically, Tudor-style houses from outside are just stunningly gorgeous piece of structure, and when you go in, it's just sad.
Yeah.
Dark. And that is not going to happen with my approach to design.
I speak with industry leaders and share inspiring stories behind their work and ingenious design.
You'll see brick that's fashioned into basket weave patterns, sawtooth patterns, what's known in England as diapering.
Doesn't sound like you knew them per se, right? They found you through relationships that you had with other.
Well, wait, Doug, there's more.
Okay.
We'll go behind the scenes to understand process and even the inspiration that sparked the design.
You know, I think we were inspired by all the factory buildings in Dumbo. I mean, that is the kind of period of significance, that early American factory building.
Design Vault by Glengarry. Visit glengarry.com/design-vault or search for Design Vault wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe now to stretch your imagination.